What's that the sound of? It can only be Dawson's Weekly, a Dawson's Creek podcast hosted by Catherine and Katie.
It sounded so much more natural, and we didn't try and fake it for this bit. That's really funny. I think
I
it's really good. It sounds like a really shit. What were those things called? They used to go through a town crier. It sounds like a really shit town crier's bell.
Yeah,
Like,
it
oh
sounds like a
yay.
really crap. Right, you can stop doing that now. But I feel like it's a sound that's very much associated with you, is ice cubes clinking in a glass.
That's a polite way of saying you dirty washed up old alcoholic, Catherine.
Did you miss us, everyone? Back into it, straight back into it. Yeah, we're Dawson's Weekly, and we appear to be very much back in your ear holes.
Dawson's Weekly.
whether that's good or bad or indifferent, we are here, and we're on the wine, ready to talk to you about season six of Dawson's Creek. Bloody hell,
Dawson's
eh?
Weekly brought to you with the same level of irony as Stalin's a bit naughty. Has it been? I don't even know how long it's been since we recorded. If I believed in karma, I would be quite worried, but we're fine. We're good. We are going to try and get more regular. I'm telling
Well,
myself that, not everybody
we're
else.
telling ourselves that. The last episode we actually released was, and make of this what you will, the 13th of November. 13, unlucky for some.
Oh my word. I was starting to think, is this sort of like a curse of Dawson's Weekly? And then I realized that I just sounded like Dawson when he's doing one of those knob off Halloween episodes, which is actually how we ended
With a knob off Halloween episode, you're
with a knob
totally
off
right.
Halloween episode.
Which we actually released in November and promised to record in September, but we got hammered in London and went to the Ten Bells instead.
We did get waylaid
Oh.
by Dishoom though as well, who's
Oh,
just
Jesus
a 20
Christ.
minute wait. It was about 7 hours.
Listen, I know we're off topic already, but we got so hammered,
No.
so hammered that night. We were both so ill the next day. Oh my God.
So ill, I had to get you rejuvenating fluids the next day. That sounds like a really wrong way of saying an energy drink, doesn't it? Would you like
Yep.
some rejuvenating fluids? That's probably what Dawson calls oral sex.
Oh, at least we're back in with the
I thought
Dawson.
I was doing really well. I got straight back onto it. I had a little can of what have you called it, vodka pre-mixed, and I was like, check me out, I'm so good. And then I remembered I was still drunk, and then I puked. And
Yes.
then my hangover hit with the forces of several suns. And it's taken us 6 months to get over it, apparently, because we don't get off.
We're our 40s now, mate.
We just took to our sick beds with some smelling salts and a fan. Not
But
an
yet here
actual
we
fan
are.
like of the show or anything, but
I don't think there's any of
gossip.
them left.
But
So we are going to come back. We were going to look at reshuffling the format and things like that. And actually, we've decided we probably won't release weekly. H hilarious, I know, given our name.
we could do Dawson's Monthly and make it sound like a terrible period, but we're going with Dawson. Have you got your Dawson's Monthlies? Yeah.
Is it a low iron day? Is Dawson in?
I think we're going to try Dawson's Fortnightlies, aren't we? Which
Well, we'll see what we can do. We've learned. Well, I was about to say
fucking
we've
knows
learned
at this
the.
point?
We was we I was going to say we've learned the error of our ways in terms of promising and under delivering, but we won't have and we haven't. So we'll just see what we can do. But what we are actually going to do, we were going to reduce how we did the episodes, but we're not. We're just going to carry on as is. So expect like 2 hour rambling episodes where we get really,
If
really
it
wound
ain't
up.
broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix
And
it.
if it is a bit broke, pretend you've not noticed and still don't fix it.
Just don't spray some WD-40 on and carry on.
That's just made me think of something so grim.
Oh, right.
whatever
So
works for you, Catherine.
it's been a number of months, we'll put it like that. So what we're actually going to do today, more for our own benefit than yours, because you all know we're going to talk about what we've actually covered in season six. So it's not going to be a super long episode, but we're just going to talk about the characters, where we got to, what we can remember, what our feelings about it have been up to now. And then if we miss anything, please get in touch with us on our Instagram. You can join the Discord if you're not already a part of it. I know there's a great community on the Dawson's Creek Discord. Whatever you want to do, yeah, let us know what we've missed. So,
Fill in our gaps.
fill in the gaps, everyone. So, do you have a character you would particularly like to start with, or do you want to start with season six as a whole? Do you remember what your overarching feelings about the first six episodes were?
No, I
Or
remember
no?
absolutely nothing. So what I did
You're
is
not a Percy, put it that way.
I went to go through my old notes. That was just a shit show. So I just went on Wikipedia and had a quick glance at the episodes and remembered a few things about them. It was fucking quite, it was an odd season, wasn't it? And I remember that
It's
there was a
not
lot of
been
people
great.
that it's not a fan favorite, and I can see why it's not a fan favorite. There were one of the things that stood out to me and that I had blanked from my memory with a combination of wine and trauma over the months. Dawson, hang on a minute, oh, I've forgotten Dawson's surname. Dawson Leary put his insipid piece of meat into not one, not two, and I counted this, not three, but four actual vaginas or vulvas or whichever bit you put it into. I really should know by now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And this is why I've never had children. Four. He got laid by four
I mean, but
different very attractive
that's
women.
over from season five onwards, right?
It
So
is, it is, it is. Because but there was two vaginas that he's put his piece of meat in so far this season.
it's so funny you should bring this up because I actually thought this. I thought, right, what was Dawson up to? And I thought, Jesus Christ, he's been laid by two really attractive women. Like, Dawson Leary has been banged twice by Joey and Natasha. Like, on what planet are we all living at this point, please, people? Someone help me out. So that is effectively. Oh, no, also, Katie, what you'll remember is Dawson is apparently really high up on a film set as well,
Yeah,
after dropping out of film
I
school.
don't just mean a particularly tall director's chair that he's just snuck into, although he does do that a few times in the season before. Yeah, he has somehow become kind of like Todd the very frightfully, we've got very frightfully English Emma and we've got goblimey English Todd,
Yeah,
both of
but
whom I
Todd
don't believe are
actually
based in the
is
UK.
British.
Oh no, he is British. We looked him up and I think I fancied him.
He's dead
Is that
good
Todd?
looking now, yeah. That's
Yeah,
Todd, yeah.
he's fit.
He's really good looking, yeah.
Yeah, Todd, the English man who can't act an English accent, hilarious. Yeah, Dawson has made it big in the film industry after petulantly dropping off set, which was all that we kind of saw of his climb into the dizzying heights of of Hollywood. He's now some sort of, yeah, I really don't know what happened there.
He literally designed the set of a horror film that he is apparently Todd's personal assistant on. Well, he's looking very much like a set designer, a costume designer. He is
Seeing the theme
coaching the
tune, you had the
actors.
theme tune.
He's coaching the actors. He's banging the actors. What Dawson? Where is Dawson Leary not at? Like he's here. He's there. He's everywhere.
He really is,
And
much to
he's
the
so
chagrin of all of
insufferable.
us, and he's still absolutely fucking insufferable as well. Joey has got a job because she isn't a rich university student, no matter what. Eddie, I've forgotten all about Steady Eddie. There's not a lot to remember, really, is there? Let's be completely honest. But that's who we have
He's got a
had
chip on his
introduced as his.
shoulder.
He does. That'll be working in the restaurant bit, I'm sure. He has a chip on his shoulder because he's not as rich as Joey. Joey's absolutely furious because in her 10-bedroomed house in Maine or whatever, she's not rich. So that's kind of like that's kind of her preferred foreplay, isn't it? Just snarking at men.
Yeah.
And that's starting to hot up. They did have a bit of a kiss. And then I think, was it Eddie thought that her heart wasn't in it? Your heart doesn't
Well,
need to be in it, really.
it doesn't need to be in it, Eddie. Come on. But yeah, Eddie did stop it because they had to go on a set. If you remember, they delivered a load of food to set, and Eddie saw Joey with Dawson, and he was like, right, okay, well, that's where.
You still love him. Oh.
And then Eddie changed his mind in about one episode and was straight in there, no bother. So that's where we're at. Yeah, Eddie also, if we recall, Joey met Eddie in another horrible, awful gaslighting negging teacher's class. What the fuck was his name?
We're not talking about Heston Blumenthal.
We are talking about Heston Blumenthal. That is exactly it. I was like, what name did
Sorry.
you get?
It is because we seem to have established, or I like to call it the Tamara Jacobs School of Predatory Teaching, and it's just spitting out teachers left, right, and centre because we've got him, and then we get Freeman as well, who gets introduced a little bit later on. But yeah, Heston Blumenthal
Yeah.
is just the absolute worst. But what he does do is he serves as a plot device somehow to speed up Eddie and Joey's romance because he randomly drops his daughter off in the pub that Joey works at so he can go off for a bang, and he's like, look after her. As you do.
Yes.
And this is meant to be this is meant to be the height of a privileged university, Ivy League kind of American university. And don't get me wrong, I know a lot of shit goes down in those sorts of places, but could they not get like even, teachers that had some tiny bit of sense of what's right and wrong? No, they couldn't. They couldn't. They just can't.
The English department over there is a fucking mess, isn't it? Jesus Christ.
It really truly is.
Like, clear out, start again, is what I'm thinking. Get some women teaching because it seems to be, oh, well, actually, no,
Oh
thinking
yeah,
about
God, do you not remember the Tamara Jacobs School of Predatory Teaching that we've just talked
that
about?
we've literally just talked about. So Joey bangs Dawson at the end of the first episode, right? Or the
Yeah.
second episode.
End of the first episode. I'll check this. Thank you,
And
Wikipedia.
then she was annoyed that Dawson actually had a girlfriend the entire time, which I think we've
I think he
litigated enough.
described it as something casual, which is really, really twatty of him, but what else would we expect?
What would we expect? And then there was the argument that was so fucking awful, like I couldn't with it, where he was like, you're still a child and you just can't make up your mind and this is all your fault. Like somehow Joey being annoyed that Dawson had a girlfriend when he slept with her and then surreptitiously dumped this girlfriend over the phone after he'd banged her, and Joey being a bit upset about that became Joey's fault in all of this, which is an interesting turn of events, but really it's not an interesting turn of events because this is Dawson's Creek and this is Dawson Leary.
And Dawson has been smashing puss,
It's just unbelievable as far as I'm concerned.
which is far, yeah. Dawson has been getting it from a lot of people he shouldn't have been getting it from, and I think that has given him another level of insufferable arrogance because he thinks he's brilliant. Because yeah, he's sleeping with a lot of very attractive women.
I know we're jumping around a bit here, but Natasha fucking took him back. The last episode we did, Natasha took him back, which
And why did Natasha
infuriated
take
me.
him back? Because Dawson actually said to her, "I didn't realize how much I liked you until I thought another man was what it was fucking you." I paraphrased slightly there, but
True,
that's
though.
lit that is literally what happened. Because Dawson does the thing that he does where he announces that he used to do these hilarious, elaborate pranks. There were neither
Oh, they
Dawson
were
or
neither
Yoko at best.
dust.
So Todd and Natasha decide to get their own back at him and do their own, which involves pretending some dead actress is haunting the set, etc., etc. And what Dawson starts to think is that there's something going on between Todd and Natasha, and it's only at this point, because Dawson is a literal child and somebody is playing with the toy that he discarded. He now wants it. That's mine.
But I love you, Natasha, and I always have.
You were my favorite toy for 5 seconds.
You are my chattel, Natasha. How dare you young Hollywood starlet who would never look in my direction in real life.
Like, come on, surely Leonardo DiCaprio's like honed in on her by now, which would be a much better bet. At least you know what you're getting with him. I'm going to age out at
She a bit
25.
old.
I'm going to get a bit of publicity. It's all fine. With Dawson, it's just a complete clusterfuck, but somehow he's done it. They're back together. That's at least where we left this episode. Whether or not that continues, everybody who's listening to this will know. Obviously, I don't know, so I'm looking forward
I
to
do
finding
because
out.
I've watched ahead. So Joey is in this thing with Eddie. That's fine. There doesn't seem to be much more apart from Eddie and Heston Blumenthal, whose name I genuinely can't remember anymore. Like I can't remember what his actual name is.
Professor something Heston.
Professor Heston, that's it. I was like, is his name Professor Blumenthal? No, it's
Fuck
Heston.
off.
It's
It's
Heston.
Heston, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
Professor
Heston, Professor
Heston.
Heston. So Joey and Dawson, if we've forgotten anything about them that seems to be particularly important, let us know. Shall we move on to Jen and Jack, or do you want to do Percy and Audrey?
I mean, to be perfectly honest, in my very quick Wikipedia-fueled recap, there wasn't really a lot about Jen and Jack. You might need to remind me what's going on about the relationship
Yeah,
there. There was some odd dynamics in their relationship. They did grow apart for a period. They came back together. I can't really. He was a frat bra,
But that
and
was
he sort
season
of ditched her
five.
for a little bit. But that was season five. I can't even remember. Clearly, nothing that exciting happens between them, or did it? Come
No,
on,
right. Well, so there's
tell
some
me. Tell me everything.
there's a few things that I think will become quite major for Jen, but with Jack, what we've seen is he is starting to take his studies seriously because of this really good professor called Professor Freeman, whose name we both remembered, get us. And we thought we
Thank you,
mistaken
Wikipedia.
and stupidly and naively thought that Freeman was going to be okay. Well, he's really not. He put the moves on Jack. Jack said no, and Freeman fucking marked him down in an essay, which is just,
You
yeah,
imagine
in
the
an
notes for
essay.
that? Really, really good essay, but wouldn't suck me off. B minus. BJ minus.
But yeah, Jack's storyline, I think, is just getting started. But what's actually been happening, and this links Jen and Jack together, is that in episode one, I was beyond pleased to see my beloved Jensen Ackles rock up as CJ. Now, CJ, when at the moment, not too sure what's going on with this character. He works for something called The Stand. See how much I love Jensen Ackles? I can remember all of this. And
This is weird,
Jen
yeah.
thought it was kind of like a cult, but it's like a student counseling service. Yeah.
Yeah, and then then people can ring in if they've got issues and things like that, which gave me Toby vibes. Do you remember when he used to drive and pick up drunk students?
Oh God, that was so bad, that.
I'm hoping CJ's not Toby.
So CJ, he's quite an enigmatic character in the sense that he doesn't want to date Jen. He said to Jen a few times, "I don't want to date you," but he continues to hang out with her. Oh no, maybe he's only said to her once, "I don't want to date you." I think he
He
said it
said
at Halloween. He
she
said it at
did invite him
Halloween,
to a
didn't he?
Halloween party and then immediately presumed he was gay because he turned up with a man and wasn't that interested in her. We don't like it when men do that to women, Jen. So, we'll give you one quick pass here, but don't do it again.
Yeah, but the guy that he turned up with was gay, and that's Jack's new
Yes.
love
And
interest.
that's going to be obviously because any that's just how it works, isn't it? But I feel like I don't know what's going to happen. You obviously do, but it does feel like they're trying to build something around CJ and his
They are.
reticence about dating Jen.
Yeah.
My feeling isn't because he doesn't want to date her, but there's something there. And we found out it's not homosexuality. So that's one thing knocked off the list. Probably
That's one
toxic
horror,
masculinity.
possible horror,
Yeah, it's
as far as Dawson's Creek's
probably just the average
concerned.
toxic masculinity issue. But so I feel that that is going to play out because I was trying to remind myself about CJ and I just couldn't really get any kind of a feel other than a bit of a, as I say, a slight Toby vibe, but in a very different way.
I agree with you.
I'm not explaining myself very well, but in one of those kind of like people that like to look like they do good, but maybe aren't that good. But I could be
No, the
talking
word you're
nonsense.
looking for is sanctimonious twat, Katie,
I was trying to be
is what you
nice,
were
but
looking
yeah.
for.
I don't know enough about him to know that he is, but yeah, he's giving me major Toby vibes.
Yeah, I can't remember where we got. I can't remember what happened with CJ and Jen at the end, but I think that CJ said to Jen, "I don't want to date anyone." So I think that
Yeah.
that's where we're at. I don't know if we've got to the point where he said why that is yet. It could be the next episode, so I won't say anything
No,
until it months past.
I'm fairly certain because when I was going through my notes and then couldn't face it, the one that I did go through in a bit of detail was the last episode, and I'm fairly certain that the CJ thing was just left out. Look, I just don't want to date anybody right now. I'm not gay. What I'm doing here already is weird because whatever. I mean, he can go to a party, of course, but it was very much. He knew that he must have known that Jen was inviting him in a romantic interest kind of way. And he
Yes.
turns up and then he's like, yeah, but no, I don't want to. I don't know what's going on there. We will find out.
The fucker also turned up to a Halloween party and was like, "Oh, is everyone dressed up? It's a fucking Halloween party, mate."
In
Red
America as
flag.
well.
Red
I mean,
flag.
don't get me wrong, in England, a bin bag will suffice.
And
Americans
has
tend to go
done.
out lately and literally. A bin bag and a turn up, done. If you want to go all out, if you really want to go all out, maybe get a witch's hat and those weird jelly fingers with nails on. Oh, an
Remember,
80s Halloween
do you remember when
memories.
Pacey wore a bin bag in season two and we loved it?
It's giving 80s Halloween in the UK vibes. Slay.
slay all day, Percy. Slay all day.
The whole of England on the 1st of November used to just stink of turnip. Do you remember when you used to go to school? Yes. Because basically, I don't know whether this is because we're poor in England or we can't think outside the box, or maybe pumpkins are really exotic, but we didn't carve pumpkins. We used to carve turnips.
Honestly, I don't think it was a thing until the 90s.
Just a knot? What, pumpkins?
Pumpkins, yeah, because obviously yeah, they don't grow.
Turnips.
We wouldn't grow them
stank.
Natively. Yeah, they do.
The
stink.
Entirety of the UK was just covered in turnip fog for a day. Smoky turnip fog. It was crazy. God bless the 80s.
God
anyway,
bless
and all
the 80s.
All these Americans are carving like these intricate fucking things out of pumpkins, and we were just like putting a gash in a fucking turnip and a candle. Job done.
So true. And they're so difficult to carve. Like, obviously, pumpkins are much
easier. Oh, no, obviously, we didn't carve them. We just watched our poor parents' hands cursing at us before they put us in a bin bag and then gave us something highly flammable, probably thinking, well, if the inevitable happens, that's less turnips I've got to carve.
I am sending them to a load of strangers' houses, so what could get worse? It couldn't get worse.
We should have an 80s themed Halloween party.
We should have an 80s themed. That would be really fun, actually. So
we digress.
I think that's it for Jen and Jack. And I can't think. I know that obviously Grams is back into education. There hasn't been enough Grams. Grams hasn't judged
back
enough.
Into education. You saying this as if she had some sort of, do you know what I mean? Like, she's literally turned up at Jen's university and started taking classes there.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I know that some universities will do evening classes and things like that. None of this is believable. Like, she's just how what the fuck.
Also, I think it's believable for Grams. Like, I like this journey for Grams
because sluttiness is next to godliness. She's dusted off her Black Widow vagina of doom, and she's got yet another victim, hasn't she? Did she not read the no adultery bit? Did she not read the no fornication bit? She's got Mr. Smalls.
She's had one every season, Grams. Well, no, that's an absolute exaggeration, but she hasn't done badly for herself.
Sluttiness is next to godliness, I'm telling you. I get it, you know.
You should get that tattooed on yourself somewhere.
I wonder where. Can you imagine how tacky
my vagina or my vulva, which one's which?
Yeah. Some tattoo is just going to fuck.
And which one do you have sex with? Right.
Anyway. So, yeah, Grams has had the most consistently good sex.
Grams is getting more sex than most of these teenagers. Jesus Christ almighty. But I think that Jen's plot line is developing. I think Jack says, let's wait and see. If we've missed anything out with Jen and Jack, please let us know. And now should we talk about, do you want to talk about Percy and then Percy and Audrey together separately? I know you love Audrey. I know that she's your favorite.
I do love Audrey, but not enough to be asked to devote more than 5 minutes of my time on her, seemingly. So I guess we do them together and then we can see if we want to. Sorry,
okay.
Excuse me, that was the wine repeating on me. We do them together and then we see if we want to maybe look at different facets of them or whatever, because we've got Percy who has gone from sous chef to Gordon Gekko, which is an obvious transition to make.
In two weeks, and he's knocking about with Bobby from Twin Peaks.
Yeah, doing cocaine, going to strip bars, and he's a finance bra. It's all very strange.
Percy Barbie can do anything.
Wanking in the office, this is just coming to my head. I feel like a medium, you know, like one of those shitty psychics. I'm like, I've got wanking in the office coming into my head. I don't know why. It's either something I've done, something you've done, or it's something to do with this. It's something to do with Dawson's Creek. Can someone help me out? And hang on. There's another message coming through. I'm going to have Pete the Psychic Pigeon turning up at this point.
Phil? Phil the Psychic Pigeon.
Pete was his brother, come on. Was it an afternoon delight or something? And we were trying to work out for ages what it was, whether it was a line of
a nooner,
a whore over your desk, a nooner, or whether it was a wank. And did we establish that it was a wank, or have I just established that?
No, well, we originally thought it was
this
a nap,
resonating
didn't we?
Oh, didn't know. Come on. Oh, fuck off. We thought it was a nap.
No.
Oh, look, he must have gone to sleepy peeps. Because that's what finance bras do.
No, I think that we decided, I think we were like, it could be a nap, but it's probably a wank. And then I don't know whether people set us straight. I were like, no, 100%, it's a wank. Well done, ladies. You finally got one right. A
I think
broken cocktail's the right time twice a day.
Yeah, it was a wank.
If you throw wank out enough, it's going to be the right answer.
If you throw wank out enough, something. If you wank enough, something sticks.
You to your bed sheets.
Which are probably purple and satin. Anyway.
Did you miss us, everyone? Oh my God, I can't. I'm crying.
If you throw a wank out enough, something sticks. I love it. So yeah, if somebody does want
if
to remind
someone
what
wanks in
with,
a stack
it's really awkward
office,
when someone's like,
and no
it's actually a fucking
it.
Nap.
But no, it was a nooner. Because we actually called one of the episodes, I'm having a nooner.
So basically it's wanking in the office, snorting cocaine off strippers' tits, and doing things with spreadsheets, because all of those things coexist perfectly well together.
They do. It's called stockbroking.
You don't work with the analysts I work with. Yeah, stockbroking, you're very, very, very true. So because of this, he's become hyper. I mean, what we do need to remember as well, and again, this is all coming to me, I do feel like some sort of a psychic as my mind starts to open back up. I'm like, there's something about Audrey and the connection to this. So what I believe happened was, oh fucking hell, more's coming to me. what is it? Is it Ghost Whoopi Goldberg's the fake psychic?
You in danger, girl.
I'm now getting Jack Osborne coming through.
Yes, I was going to say this. So so Percy is indeed a stockbroker, which is fucking hilarious. And he's just apparently just doing all of this stockbrokery work and is really good at it. And he's looking for another father figure. He's looking for another fathery figure via Bobby from Twin Peaks.
Got him this job. Audrey's connections. So yes. Audrey's connections extend to stockbrokers and Jack Osborne, which is...
Well, Jack Osborne's supposed to be her neighbour, right?
Neighbour,
because wasn't there the whole, and I use this term loosely, joke, everyone, about him and staring at her binoculars.
Yes, that's right. Binoculars, obviously, because LA, massive houses and all the rest of it. I used to send my security guard over to look at her and report back. Yeah, Jack Osborne was there. Audrey has got Percy a job. So he was obviously feeling quite listless because his last surrogate father dumped him quite badly. Percy really got into the job and Audrey felt quite sidelined because of it. And he did do a few things that were quite twatty, like fuck her off, and then she saw him going into a strip club, never great. But I think that they're very much in different places in their life. Audrey keeps being consistently painted as a party girl, but I think Audrey's got a lot of trauma and that's why she's a party girl. I'm not at all making this about me. And Percy is trying to take things seriously, and it all comes to quite a fucking horrible conclusion at the Halloween
party. But also a stupid one, let's be honest, because Audrey hides in a coffin and hears Percy have a conversation with Emma about it and then dumps him.
Well, he basically says to Emma that, I mean, it's brutal. He basically says to Emma that he doesn't think he's in love with her anymore, but he also says, and this is the fucking kicker, he's not sure whether he ever was, and then she comes out of a coffin. You could say that was the final nail in the coffin, guys. She comes out of a coffin and dumps his sorry ass, which 100%. But Percy's treatment, I mean, I am very, very pro Audrey. Percy's treatment of Audrey for me has not been great, and I think Percy and Audrey were a couple that enjoyed partying, they enjoyed fucking, they got on well together. I think there was some love there. They were never ever going to be in it for the long haul, however Audrey thought they were, Percy let her think that they were, and this has all been handled pretty terribly. But what's next for them?
100. I totally agree with you. And one of the things I will give the writers credit for, and I remember saying it, is from episode 1 to 6, you could see Percy being like, oh, this isn't the right thing for me. And Percy in season 5 pulled all of that, like, I am falling in love with you bullshit that he pulled with Andy.
Yeah.
He even pulled it with
They
Tamara.
pull, he pulls it with everybody. This is Pacey
Yeah.
likes to be the rescuer. Pacey likes to come in, rescue a woman, make sure she completely falls in love with him. I'm not saying he's doing this deliberately, by the way, not at all.
Don't think
But
he is.
this is his. I was only
It's
saying
his
that because I'm
pattern,
on the
isn't it?
backlash. But if you're going in for it, Catherine, so am I. But I know.
No,
I
I
think
don't think
some.
he is doing
I
that on
think no.
purpose. I think he'd leave another one
I
with
think yeah.
trauma.
I
Jesus.
think some of it. I was just going to say. I think some of it's caught up in his past experiences growing up and with his dad and everything else. You know, he wished somebody had rescued him. He looks
Yeah.
for older men to rescue him. That sounds really wrong, but I don't mean it like that. But whilst at the same time he tries to rescue others. However, what was going on with Audrey was he knew way before this all happened that it wasn't working, it wasn't gelling, it wasn't a thing. He wanted to tell her, but the good sex kept happening. He kept taking
Yeah.
it and he couldn't do it. And do you know what? I was going to completely judge him for this, but I've got to remember how old he is as well. And at that age, and this isn't an excuse, but you're gelling with somebody so well sexually, you're just discovering things about sex. It is a huge, huge thing that will keep people together.
Of course.
He was still
I mean,
doing this at 40.
who
I would think
amongst
that he
us
was the worst
haven't?
for, yeah, if he was still doing this at 30 or 40, I would think he was the most toxic
Well,
man
he'd be a
ever.
fuckboy. He'd be a
He'd be
fuckboy
a
at
fuck
this
boy.
point. In 5 years' time, if Percy doesn't mend his ways,
Yeah,
fuckboy.
he is currently a footboy in training, and we
Yeah.
need to keep our eyes on that.
Well,
I'm
yeah, I
sorry.
think that, but I think the other thing that's worth talking about is linked to Percy. Jack and Percy are now living with Emma. Cor blimey, governor.
Terribly,
We've got Emma.
frightfully, Emma, who is related to Charles, the King Charles, we decided.
We have
I don't know why
decided
we
this.
decided that, but we did. She's
But Katie,
terribly, frightfully posh.
she is terribly frightfully
Yas?
posh. And do you know what, Katie? I'll tell you this.
What?
But she's
Do
also
tell
punk
me.
rock. She's punk rock, Katie. She
She
is
has a
punk
punk
rock.
rock band, I believe.
She is a
Oh,
punk
yeah.
rock band and she plays the drums. She is a drummer. And also, she has different colours in her hair. So she must be punk rock. Come on,
She's a
Katie.
drummer. A different colours in her hair. What's that band? Hang on. Did Busted not write a song about her? A girl with
Busted
colours in her
definitely
hair?
wrote a song about her,
They did.
darling,
I have
darling,
to say,
cheerio, pip pip.
are English people acting as English people acting is almost as good as Todd's. I can kind of see where he was getting his inspiration from now, old chap.
I still can't work out why Emma needed to be British. She didn't fucking need to be
No,
British.
Emma is ultimately a lovely girl, whatever, but Emma is ultimately a plot
Emma's
device
fine.
that was there to get an apartment sorted for some of the characters, that was there to get a job for Joey, all of the rest of it. Brilliant. Why did we need to make her British? I don't fucking know.
No
However,
one
without
knows.
it, we wouldn't be able to talk to you with our terrible, clammy English accents.
And it's the most fun thing we can ever do. It's just so great and so fun and cheerio,
Absolutely
pip pip. Oh,
spiffing.
spiffy spiff.
Old boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the other things about Emma is that she seems to be forging some sort of relationship with Percy
This
as
is what,
well.
so I don't know whether this is you giving me a little hintily hint.
Well, no, they seem to, but again, it's that Dawson's Creek negginess flirting, yeah.
Yeah, but they will do this with couples sometimes, and you'll think that they're absolutely going to go for it, and then it never happens, it fizzles out. But even from the bit where Pacey came to look at the flat, that was Emma's when we first met Emma and all the rest of it, there's always been something there, and the fact that he opened up to her about his feelings for Audrey. Not that I'm saying that men and women can't be friends and all of the rest of it, but yeah, I'm feeling again, Mystic Katie is feeling something. There might be something here. There might not be. Who fucking knows? But yeah, we might get a frightfully, terribly thrilling romance.
Lol. Also, Audrey was singing for Emma's band. If you recall, darling.
I forgot about that. Why did they not ask Joey? She is the singer. No, she's fucking not. That's why.
Audrey is a better singer than Joey, hands down, but that's not difficult.
Yes, indeed. So yeah,
Joey is
Audrey is
many
singing
things, a
it.
singer
What
is
are they
not one.
called? Like the Pink Pussycats or something, or am I completely making that up?
No, it's named after what's the name of the restaurant that they're all working at the moment? It's kind of,
Hell's Kitchen.
yeah, it's Hell's Bells or something like that.
Oh, I was gonna say Hell's Bitchin'. That would have been better.
That would have been really funny, actually.
Too late to rewrite it now
Too
though,
little,
guys,
too
isn't
late. Getting that time machine, mate. So
it?
I think we have covered the main aspects of season six up to now. So we're coming into the next episode, which I believe to be Ego Tripping at the Gates of Hell. Yeah, episode seven.
Also the name of my autobiography. It's a good title.
It's a good title. It is a, oh my God, it's a Flaming Lips reference, I believe, though I could be
Oh,
wrong. But
how
when
terribly
I was making notes about this
interesting.
episode, I was like, I've written here things for Katie to decide whether it's true or fake. Next episode, Joey is super sympathetic and supporting Audrey in her breakup. True or false?
Oh my God, am I playing this now?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. False.
We'll wait and see. Audrey is completely cool with Pacey after the breakup.
False.
Someone calls Pacey Percy.
True.
Pacey bangs a hooker.
Ooh. False, but he probably comes close. I don't mean literally like by her feet or anything. I mean like he'll have some sort of attack of like the guilt because I don't think the writers would go that far. Not that there's anything wrong with banging hookers. I just feel like that's something that they wouldn't necessarily have a lap dance. Yeah, bang a hooker. No, it's what I'm going to go with. So yeah, I think
Oh,
maybe if
okay.
they're, oh, right, he totally bangs a hooker. Great.
No,
Definitely want to.
yeah, I mean there is a, sorry, we shouldn't say hooker. That's not a good way of he definitely has an interaction with a sex worker, I'll give you that much.
Okay.
Also, Audrey turns in an excellent version of One Way or Another.
False.
Well, you can just wait and see, can't you? Yeah, so we are six episodes in. I think that kind of covered everything we can remember. If we've missed anything that you really think we'll probably need to know, and you guys are the experts, we know you are, will you give us a shout on Instagram? You can email us, you can get us on Discord. But yeah, like actually, what a good laugh. Super pleased to be back. We
Yes,
say
that's the
until we turn in 3.5 hours on this next episode, and I have to edit it all.
yeah, we I know I'm quite excited to watch the next episode now. You've given me those little teasers. That's what I need. I need a carrot on a stick or a bottle of wine on a fishing rod or something like that. But yeah, we will look forward to seeing everybody next.
Would you say true or false if I told you an upcoming episode is effectively an extended advert for the No Doubt album Rocksteady?
I'd probably say true because that is so random that it has to be.
It's completely true.
That is so.
I was like watching it like it's called Spiderwebs. It's episode
The reason that
88.
we delayed this series so long is that we did want to wait until until No Doubt had a comeback, which they did at
Yeah.
Coachella because the
It's a
psychic thing
tie in,
knew this was going
everyone.
to happen. Yeah, Gwen's been in touch. It's all sorted, and that's why we are so late. No doubt. Don't
No doubt.
speak.
No doubt. Don't speak. Hella good, everyone. So we will see you very soon. The best thing to do is to subscribe to us on whatever platform you are listening on and follow us on Instagram, and you'll get all the updates there. But thank you so much to anyone who's listening who has stuck with us. Thank you to the people who've sent us such lovely, thoughtful, kind
That's not like
messages.
literally stuck with us, like partners, friends, and people we drag along for the ride. People who've actually genuinely
Not like wanky sheets.
like signed us. Thank you for sticking to us like wanky sheets.
You haven't said
That's
spaff once this episode, just going to point that out.
thank you for sticking to us like freshly spaffed sheets.
We're
We
so
do
grateful.
appreciate it. We really, really do. And we look forward to hearing everybody tell us what we got wrong, probably this episode, other things to think
100%.
about. And yeah, let's get into it properly next week.
Yep, we'll see you all then. Can't wait, and thank you so, so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.